The CureCast is a non-profit fan-based podcast. Pretty Cure and related characters are produced by Toei Animation, Asahi Broadcast Corporation, and Marvelous AQL. Please support the official releases.
And welcome to another installment of the CureCast, where our voice is the cure, and the cure is pretty. I'm Leo-chan, your Captain Magical Girl of this week's episode, and I've got a lovely group of people from my in-flight crew this time around. So, let me start the introduction. First, we have Maya Neko from Tumblrland.
Kami ninya! Aishimonde nanya!
Whoops, wrong chart. Hi, I'm Maya from Tumblr. Yep.
You have no idea how much I'm facepalming right now. You are so lucky I like you. All right. Then we also have Ivanhoe.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ivanhoe, the extraordinary fanboy. And there are more girls than boys in this chat. That is terrifying.
It's only a 3-2 ratio. We're still, you know, kind of even.
Still, if you put yourself on top of another, you can overpower me. I'm not that tall.
I'm not that tall either, so. Anyway, then we also have Sugi-chan.
Precure, open my hat! Oh, wait, wrong show?
What?
Blame Maya for that. I'm Ashley, you know. Just the same.
All right, and as a special guest, we have our fabulous little CureCast music fairy, Wing.
Hello, I'm Wing0x10a. I am known as Wing within the CureCasters, or Hane-kun. I'm a little shy. Carry on.
Aww, brother. That's so cute!
Can group I hug
hug.
You?
Oh, I'm...
Hug free.
Group hug!
Alright, so now that we've got our group hugs and introductions in order, it is time for the first segment of our episode. Welcome to this week's segment of Freshly Picked Talk. With its themes rooted from Fresh Pretty Cure, this is the part of the podcast where we talk about the more recent subbed episodes of the ongoing series, which happens to be Doki Doki Precure. Now, for those of you who are tuning in, whether you've been here since episode 1 or if you've just started with this episode, we normally go through each individual episode, talk a little bit about it, and then move on to the next. However, the gods on high have ordained that we spice things up a bit. So today we're going to be talking about the more important points of the episode and giving our hopefully very vocal opinions on it. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. So, the two episodes that we have just recently watched were episodes 19 and 20. The main thing about these two episodes are Regina and the Royal Crystal. So, with that in mind, who would like to go first? Ivan, would you like to give your opinion on Regina and all the Royal Crystal?
Well, same. Regina and the Royal Crystals, then?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first, Regina. I think I said this on the LJ. I have this impression of Regina that, well, she is a good character in concept. The show doesn't really seem to know what to do with her. Like, I know a lot of people are complaining because she seems to be kind of following the footsteps of your passion. I don't think that's the case, which I think is fascinating if they just keep her as a character who is not a cure, but who still turns good. I mean, Shiro and Kaoru case. But still, she hasn't done anything interesting so far for me. I mean, I found it really, really cute when she hangs out with Aichan because they are like two little babies hanging out together. But that's it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and about the Royal Crystals, well, the Royal Crystals, I must be honest, they kind of look like candy. I want to eat them when I see them.
Okay.
Hey, look, new product for Toei.
Mm. Yeah. Royal Crystal.
Royal Crystal no candy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like candy, but they look delicious. Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Okay, so, Tsuki-chan, what do you think about the whole arc with Regina and the Royal Crystal?
I like Regina so far. She's, like, she has a cute face in episode 20, but I really hope that Toei actually, like, tries to develop her a bit more. Besides that, she's actually pretty good, like, it's odd having, like, an evil character for so long actually helping. For the Royal Crystals, I kind of like it because it's, like, bringing back, like, Futariwa with all the, like, it's nostalgic with the prison stones. But besides that, I don't really know what purpose they have. I don't really like them.
I mean, like, right now, the only things the Royal Crystals have done is sort of brought, you know, everybody to where the encased Princess Ange is.
Like, at least the Prism Stones, we know that they need to come back together to restore the Garden of Light, but do the Royal Crystals actually need to be, like, together to restore the Trump Kingdom, or only to reawaken the princess?
That is actually a really good question, because once they found the princess, the crystal just sort of went, okay, we're done, we're going to sleep. I mean, you guys actually noticed that in the episode, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. That and purifying Regina's, I don't know, whatever that was.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about it, Wing?
I actually do like her as a character. Her baby face side whenever she's playing alongside Ai-chan and all. And the fact that seeing the crystals gave her a completely more badass side. Which is overall, I think, quite cute.
Mm-hmm.
And the voice actress fleshed up that part really well as well. So, yep.
Okay. Maya?
Yes? Oh.
It's your turn.
Oh, the Tumblr fandom really hates Regina. Like, with a passion. But
with a passion. No pun intended.
Oh, I get it.
I don't think she's actually a bad character, in my opinion. I agree with Tsuki that Toei needs to develop her more. I'm sure they'll develop her in the future. And the Royal Crystal.
They better.
What was that?
I was going to say they better or we'll threaten them.
Ooh.
Not really.
I don't think the threats from us will really do any good.
Yeah.
But we can try.
And about the crystals, they look like candy to me. I agree with Ivan. But
I'm not alone.
And it's actually really weird that when the Regina takes all the crystals in that episode and then they all fly away.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what?
I know, that was kind of random. I kind of expected something a little bit more than all the crystals, you know, coming together and then, you know, going, bye! It's kind of like they were trying to escape this season.
It's like the Tumblr fandom with Doki Doki. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, my followers who listen to this.
I honestly, seriously want to know why the crystals made her go kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing.
Because, I mean, I'm sure they will actually explain it later. Hopefully, kind of. Please, Toei, explain. But
no.
Well, because it's just weird that when she gets the first red crystal, she's like, oh, okay, I'm going to have everything. Or, like, all of the crystals. And yet, it doesn't exactly give a reason why.
And it's actually really, really funny that no one really notices the obvious color change in Regina's eyes. It's like, just see her as a new human as usual.
Look, they don't notice a lot of things, alright?
It's like Team Rocket with Pokemon.
I mean, come on, you have these girls that don't notice when Regina completely destroys a flower bush. I'm sorry. That just sort of lowered my standards for how much these girls notice. that's just me. But
wow.
I'm very harsh with my little, you know, notices. But Yeah, I mean, I want to know what purpose the crystals and Regina have together about, you know, why the crystals made her go crazy.
And what made her lose her powers.
What made her lose her powers, what made her go crazy, and, you know, why the crystals were so key point in just that kind of personality switch.
I have a quick question.
Hmm. Yeah?
Did they ever actually officially say, like, Regina's related by blood to the Selfish King, or do they just say she's related, nothing else beyond that?
I'm pretty sure they just say they're related.
Yeah. She's the one who says it, though.
Then can I call that she was actually born in a Trump kingdom but got brainwashed and was told that?
That's a possible theory.
Yeah, I think that's a theory that's been going.
Kind of like Princess Tutu. If you watch Princess Tutu.
Not everybody's watched Princess Tutu, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was just, I haven't frequent LJ a lot on the Regina topic, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that theory before, and it's a very plausible one. And another plausible theory that I've been hearing is that, actually, you know what, I'll talk about that in the next point of business, but did you guys have anything else to say about, you know, this whole entire Royal Crystal deal and Regina and her flip personality?
No final comments.
Yeah, to adding to what Suki was saying, I do think that Regina is not king. Is not the daughter of King Selfish. I actually think she's related to Joe Okada, to Jonathan Klondike, because, well, they really do look alike. They are like super blonde.
Well, they are.
It's true. Now that I think about it,
and they have blue eyes. Wait, did they have both of them have blue eyes?
Yeah, I think Joe had blue eyes. I know Regina did. But
no,
he
has yellow eyes, I think.
Does he have yellow?
Oh, sorry, bad memory.
Well, to be fair, people can still be siblings but not look anything alike.
But this is anime.
I mean, spoilers for Heartcatch, but if you look between Dark Creek here and Moonlight, they don't look anything alike except for the pointy hair.
But Dark Creek here was like not even actually
biological.
She was artificially made.
I thought she was. I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing. But anyway, so since I'm assuming that everybody has their opinions or like has vocalized their opinions on Regina, the next point, you know, like the next thing we should talk about is this whole entire buildup to cure Ace. So all of the stuff that's been going on, you know, all of the little hints that that toy's been dropping, I actually noticed this as I was watching the episode last night. They've hinted at Ace since the very beginning. Okay, not exactly Ace, but they've hinted at there being a fifth Precure. I was looking at the eye catch last night, and I noticed that whenever the Doki Doki Precure logo popped up, there were 5 lights instead of 4.
Hmm?
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, hold on. Okay, for all the listeners, I'm going to link the pictures somewhere so you guys can see it. But for my Curecasters, this is episode 1. In the chat for Skype, this is episode 1.
Okay.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
And this is episode 20.
Holy! One.
Oh yeah, they did change.
Cure Ace has been hinted at the whole entire time.
Holy!
Holy mackerels!
No, holy garden of light!
Holy garden of light!
That was just something I noticed last night. But since Cure Ace hasn't officially been shown yet, she will be shown in the next 2 episodes, which I'm sure the other cast will have fun talking about. What are your theories as of right now, who Cure Ace is? Ivan!
Okay. Well, my theory on Cure Ace, I think she is going to be a veteran Cure, not so much like Cure Moonlight, but more like Cure Flower, because if you look at the preview in episode 20, when you see her silhouette at the end, you can see that she's really tall. Her hands and feet are small, and the dress is quite big, so yeah, she does look older to me. And I think that she hasn't been introduced yet, like a mystery character. Kind of like your Muse, but, you know, bigger, taller, and everything.
Oh, Akko.
I feel...
Hi, Akko.
Well,
that
is my theory.
It's actually a good theory, that now that I think about it, because her outfit is completely different than the actual Cure's, and we all know that different outfits mean a different generation at some point.
Like your Moonlight.
And Akko.
That's...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Akko's like 9 years old. Last
ten,
time I checked.
She's 10, and she's got...
No, she's 10. She's not 10, she's 9. She's officially 9.
Oh, okay.
They say
9.
Okay.
I have the card for Cure Muse. Ooh, for the Cure doll.
Okay. But I mean,
it's what she says. Fishy says 9 years old.
You know?
But her birthday in the series, there's an episode about it. I think.
You know, that just makes me realize that her outfit really is different from the rest. God, I feel so slow!
Pat, there.
I'm looking at Muse and her, like, bell poofy skirt. And
yeah, she looks like her mother.
She is going to grow up to be such a looker. But anyway! Okay, so that is your theory, correct, Ivan?
My theory.
Okay.
Correct, yes.
So, Suki-chan. What is your theory?
Mine's probably unpopular and not as, like, big as Ivan's, but I'm counting on Cure Ace to not be Regina, not be Princess Angie, not be I, just be someone we haven't even seen in the series yet.
Yeah, mystery.
Because Toei's never done that. Well, the only time they've done that they show a Cure before their human appearance, was probably Milky Rose. That's about it. Mm-hmm. Everyone else has been shown at least one episode before they appeared as a Cure.
But Milky Rose isn't a Cure. Isn't a pre-Cure.
What are you talking about? Of course she's a Cure.
She counts.
She definitely counts, just like Shiny Luminous counts.
Yeah, Cures.
Sorry, I'm going with them. She counts.
Fine.
I mean, she's in Dissonance, so she has to count.
Fine.
So your theory is that she is somebody completely different that we haven't met.
Yep.
Okay. Wing.
Me.
Yes. Your theory.
All right.
You.
My theory was a little mix of both Ivan's and Suki-chan's. Not Regina, but... And it's something completely new that we haven't met. My theory is that she's actually another veteran Cure, but in direct relation to Princess Ange. Mm-hmm. In direct relation.
Ooh. So how did you come up with that theory?
Let's see. Because Princess Ange can actually fight without using Cure powers, and there was no mention of any of other families except for her fiancé. And the rest was based on purely conjecture.
Well, most theories are until proven wrong or right, so...
Well, actually, when you think about it, it would be strange that Cure Sword will be the only cure in Trump Kingdom. So maybe she had some sort of superior or a previous cure or someone who was already there that Angie knew. It makes sense.
It does make sense, but still...
But Cure Sword status as a cure back in Trump Kingdom was just some pop idol as well. Right?
I mean... I might be asking too much and kind of wishing that if something like this were true, they would actually have, you know, hints of it earlier on in the series. But, I mean, I like that theory, that she might be a direct relative of Princess Ange. Okay, Maya, it's your turn.
Theories. I'm not the type who likes all the theory stuff. I just, like, wait until, like, everything is, like, confirmed, kind of.
Oh my
person.
God, we're buddies in this!
Because I don't care who it is, I just don't care who it is.
Oh.
I just want to, like, wait. Wait, because it's suspense.
Okay, so...
Recording.
This is also another thing I noticed while watching the episode, but did you guys notice that with Princess Ange in the ice, that all of her heart brooches were dark?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I noticed.
I mean, like, I realized that could just be the lighting, but I think it's rather interesting that they showed that both of her brooches were, you know, black. I mean, it might have some correlation later, but again, I like noticing these things. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, those heart brooches, probably not anything worth of value, but something still to look at.
Yeah, I have a crazy theory that when Ange went from the Drum Kingdom to Earth, she traveled through time, and she lost her power. Yeah, because, well, when you think about it, how did she end up inside that mountain ice thing that was like, what, 1 kilometer thick? It's too much ice. And there was no crater, so, you know, time travel.
But didn't Makoto also go, like, at the same time with her and she didn't get trapped in ice?
No, they got separated. And she was attacked, I think.
True.
They did get separated. Okay. Well, it would make sense. And then, you know, the theory that Aichan is actually separated from her.
Yeah, like her power.
It would also work in this situation.
Time
okay, time. So for final thing to talk about for Freshly Picked, out of the two episodes, what was your favorite part? Maya, you're gonna go first since I've been picking on Ivan this whole time.
Oh.
Okay, I mean, yeah.
Great.
You go, girl.
It's hard when you've only watched the episodes like once, and that's like during the day it airs.
Gambatte.
But I mean, like, what was the one part of this, like, of the two episodes that really stood out for you?
Probably Sebastian.
I think we're all in agreement that Sebastian is
we're all waiting for that.
Kind of a boss. Okay, not kind of, a very big boss.
Super boss. Mustache boss.
I mean, if you have somebody that will just pop out a satellite system and a helicopter all in like one scene, I'm sorry. That's, where did she find this man to be her butler?
What's a better question is, how does Sebastian have like all these connections and knows what's going on and everything?
The crystal's moving at Mach 3 speed. Wow.
I know.
Mach
3. I'm like, Mach 3? How do you do this? Where did you... I mean, I kind of expected the helicopter to be the Yotsuba family, but it's just... How? How do you know we need these things?
He was listening the whole time, behind the bushes.
I think to all of us here... to all of us here, Lan's explanation for Sebastian would be invalid, literally. A very capable butler for the Yotsuba family. Bullshit. Something more than that.
But I'm just in awe at how unbelievably capable this man is. In all sorts of the word. I mean, he could end up being like Kaoru-chan from Fresh. Spoilers that, you know, he was actually a former agent or soldier or something, and he's with the Yotsuba family to kill time.
They're probably related.
Kaoru-chan-wise was like comedy relief, I guess. Somewhat.
I mean, to be fair, the majority of the time when Sebastian shows up, it's to do something awesome but still add some comedy relief to the episode.
The silent type.
Because, I mean, like, you've had... Like, in the beginning of episode 20, you have everyone's just, oh no, what are we going to do? Don't worry, I'll take care of it. Suddenly, satellite.
And,
seriously, and that got a big laugh out of me, not going to lie, after episode 19 and me raging a lot. But I'm not going to get into that because I might end up blowing everybody's speakers, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, just let me add, I'm hoping that one episode, the cures are going to be in a pinch, and Sebastian is going to pull out, pick up a rocket launcher, and cover them. or provide backup or
oh
something.
Oh my god.
Oh my.
If he comes out with a tank, I wouldn't be surprised.
He should be an honorary cure just because of how awesome he is.
And how much cure.
And how much help he's been giving them. Okay, so Wing, what is one of the things from this past two episodes that really stood out for you?
Aside from Sebastian, since we already just talked to death.
Aside from Sebastian.
I guess it would be the heart-to-heart talk between Regina and Mana in the Ice Glacier, pun totally intended.
Oh, that scene. Yeah, that was really...
Because that was the scene after she had gotten her senses back.
And that scene was so cute.
It really was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Told you, she's adorable.
Because, I mean, like, you can tell that Regina's starting to realize that a lot of the things she's doing isn't exactly making her happy.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you know, always fighting with Mana and, you know...
She's a baby.
Always fighting with Mana, because that's really all that there is. You know, Mana and Regina and Harem and, you know, that
and
kind of
Ai-chan,
thing.
And Ai-chan. They're friends. They high five.
They are. There are just no words I have for this. Anyway, what about you, Suki-chan? What was the most memorable part of the past two episodes?
Do I have to pick another one? Because the two that I was thinking of already got taken.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It's fine. Well, Sebastian and Mana and Regina talking in the ice is kind of important. Well, I guess if you don't want to, but I would really like to know what your third place would be.
The last part of the episode where the Selfish Trio is, like, taking Regina away. It's like, no, we don't want this to happen! Don't take her away!
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of laughed when, you know, Mana yelling out for Regina went pastel colors.
Oh.
I'm trying not to be mean about it, but it was just so random to me.
Baseball.
Even though it really shouldn't have. But Regina really looked really looked scared that she was being pulled away from Mana.
I just realized something though. That's like a Kyria thing from first season. He got taken away for being nice to the cures.
You have no idea how hard I am trying not to squeal in absolute angst and sadness. No, no, I must contain myself. I must contain myself as the host of this episode.
Let it go. Be free.
Why do you do these things?
That's it. Cry. Cry.
Does my sadness sustain you, Ivan? But
this is Ivan we're talking about.
Okay, you've got a point. Okay, so, Ivan.
Yeah, my highlights. Okay, let me think. Oh, actually, I rewatched the episodes today because I wanted to have them fresh in my memory. And I couldn't help but to notice that in episode 19, when they are having their little contest, really weird. The Selfish team, they had uniforms for each event except for the dodgeball. They had uniforms, like soccer uniform and bowling uniforms. That's interesting, like really cool, I guess.
You know, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I should have.
I did.
But I mean, I guess, you know, them having uniforms for the first two, and then not having uniforms for the third should have been, like, a hint that the third one wasn't going to go very well. Because, yeah. I mean, if you have the first two games where they were really in sync with each other, even though they cheated, they were, you know, they were working really well.
You should have seen that coming, right? I mean, this is like Pretty Cure All-Stars DX3 Yellow Team version 3.
Oh my god, I'm so glad someone else caught that. The bowling sports part, I'm just like, the Jikochu are getting back for the yellow team for beating, you know, for beating their compatriots.
A yellow team, including Peace.
Peace team.
Oh, Peace. But yeah. That's exactly what I thought when I saw the bowling alley. I'm like, oh, this is DX3 all over again. So, their uniforms were really, good. And then for dodgeball, they went back to everything and fought against themselves.
Yeah, actually, I find it funny because when you think about it, the one event where they lost was the one where they were supposed to work as a team, as an actual team, and they lost catastrophically. It was kind of clever in a really dumb way.
You could say that they were being selfish.
Yes, you could say that.
But okay, bad puns aside.
I just want to point out one little thing. Episode 20, since when Diamond can build ice constructs? I mean, really? And ice stairs, I mean, that should be really unsafe for starters. But since when she can do that? When?
You know, I was actually thinking the same exact thing. I'm like, when were they able to do not fighting things with their powers?
Precisely.
Because I was actually really shocked that Diamond decided to make ice staircases all the way down to the bottom. I'm like, is that safe?
Yeah, like maybe she was at home bored and she thought, oh, maybe I can do this with my powers. Let's try it out.
Well, it worked. That's all that really matters.
That's magic for you.
But it is.
Surprise.
The thing that, aside from everything we've already talked about, that really stuck out was that Joe was pretty much useless.
You think?
As much as you had the build up from like two episodes ago where he's just like, I was a knight of the Trump Kingdom and I'm doing all of this awesome stuff, and then you have this episode, you have episode 19 where he's like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna wait next to my shop, and then you have episode 20 where he's like, I can totally catch up. Don't worry about me.
You're dying your
powers. This is literally like,
he's like, no, I'm good.
A short comment on how the Knight of a Trump Kingdom can never compare to the legendary Pretty Chew.
I just felt so bad for him because Sword was, you know, lightly making fun of him. I'm just like, oh, you poor thing, you.
Yeah. Actually, when they were climbing the mountain, I kept thinking, okay, they can jump, but he's wearing an armor. Shouldn't it be easier for him to, you know, cast off the armor and go with his normal clothes? I mean, it's not like it's a super armor or something.
I think they transformed because it would be easier for them to get up the mountain. Because, I mean, you know how in real life, going up a mountain, the air thins, everything feels heavy, you know, everything feels heavier because
gravity.
Yeah. So, because they are in their supernatural strength, or, you know, like their supernatural forms, they can withstand the elements a lot easier. That's probably the only reason why Jonathan was in his armor, to actually be able to scale the mountain.
Although, if you think about it, there's nothing for him to transform into, actually.
Well,
other than just a change of clothes, literally.
But they're shiny clothes.
Shiny. All right, continue.
Okay, so I guess that is it for freshly picked talk, unless everyone has, or like anyone else has anything to say.
I insist, armors, heavy, bad idea to climb a mountain.
That's true. Anybody else?
And I'd like to say that the Jinkochu for episode 20 is just as useless as Joe in this episode.
There are a lot of useless things in this episode, but we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, let go.
Oh. All right, this is Open My Heart, the segment where we talk about things going on in the community, which can range from things that the fandom does to hottest topics to hit the streets of the internet. In this episode of Open My Heart, we're going to talk about something that should have been obvious from the very start. The very lifeblood that is the Pretty Cure franchise, toys and collectibles. You've got all sorts of collectibles that I can't even get into the list, otherwise we'd be here all day, and I don't think you want that. So, I'm sure you would, Einan. pretty much what we're going to do is talk about a few things that involve collecting toys and the like. So, Wing, I'm going to pick on you.
Why?
And because I have to pick on everybody at least once in this cast.
All right.
Okay, so I pose this question to everybody, but Wing, you're going first. What are the type of collectibles you like to collect the most? And out of those, which one is your favorite?
Okay. Figurine statues. Yep. Polyvinyl PVC figures is what I usually go for.
Okay. There are plenty of PVC figures out there.
And out of those... Let me just turn back just to have a look at my collection. Ah, yes. Cure Moonlight.
Wait, which one? Wait, which Cure Moonlight figure?
The one made by Mega House.
Oh!
No cursing, please.
I'm sorry, who's raging?
Oh. I dare to guess.
Not me, I can tell you that much.
Ooh.
And here comes the fight, people.
Ding, ding. That is my. That was my.
And in this corner, we have Wing Zero. In the opposite corner, we have my Neko. Now fight.
How is a fairy going to fight a cure cat?
Okay. Yeah. So, Mega House Moonlight is your favorite. A very good choice. I agree with that one wholeheartedly. I like that choice for very biased reasons.
And I have it, like right behind. No, in my table.
Okay, so Suki, I know that you don't collect as much. But the type of collectibles you'd like to collect, and out of the stuff that you do have, what is your favorite?
It's not that I don't collect much, it's I want to collect more, but I'm saving them for something else right now. So far, what I've collected is pretty much like those little, some candy toys that are like meant for like really younger people. And cards, which I got from another member of the Cure cast. My favorite will probably have to be the keychain little figurine of Laurie that I have. Because that was like my first main sweet item since I'm a big sweet fan. And it's like close to anything that replicates from the show.
Okay. Remind me which color Laurie is because
green one.
Oh, okay. Aww.
I wanted Sori at first, but they already sold it to someone else, so I took the other one.
Wait, which one's Lori? I feel dumb.
Light blue one.
The light blue one? Isn't that... That's not the...
Wait, no,
I got mixed up.
No, it's the reverse.
Yeah, I got mixed up for some reason.
Okay.
I'll go by idiot corner.
I was about to say, because I ended up getting, whichever, fairy tone that Beat has from someone on LJ.
So-so? Wait, Sori? Sori yeah. Or... Wait.
The light blue one, or the teal one, whichever one.
Is it a keychain?
It's the keychain that you can put, like, little sprinkles in.
Who did you get it from?
I don't remember!
It's Park Sword, then you are the one who took it!
Oh! Well!
Ooh! Another fight!
No, not another fight!
Ding, ding.
I hate her!
Ding, ding.
I totally hate her!
It's fine! I was late because I had to, like, wait to get my graduation money first, so you got fair and square.
Oh, didn't you have did you have the Beat Cure doll as well?
No.
Okay, then I got it from somebody else because I also got my Beat Cure doll with
it. Well, I know she was selling, like, a Beat Cure doll, which was, like, I think my second choice, so...
Okay. Well, it would have been cool if I had ended up buying from you. and not knowing it.
No, but I, like I said, one of the other CureCast members, Double, I bought from before, even before the CureCast was established, so.
Yeah, I mean, like, as much as PCLJ has its bad times, I do like watching PCLJ for some of the sales because mm-hmm. eBay gouges prices so badly for things. Just you know, to let you guys know. Okay, so Ivan.
Oh. Okay. My toys collection. Mostly I collect figure arts that you are probably familiar with. And my favorite one, of at least my Precure collection, that is sadly bigger than my Kamen Rider collection, it's probably Cure Passion, which incidentally is the very first figure I owned. So, you know, it has,
really?
Special, it has a special place in my heart. And in aww. My drawer.
Well, as long as you have her, that's all that really matters, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love
so,
her.
Have you actually taken her out of the box? Have you actually taken her out of the box and put her in, you know, funny poses or something?
Yeah, a couple of times I may have photos that I may could share. Maybe? Yes.
Because, I mean, I know a lot of people that, you know, take pictures of their figure arts, you know, doing ridiculous things and sharing it with the world. So I figured I'd ask.
Oh, yeah, like when you take the sword from your Figma link and you give it to Cure Berry or something like that.
You wouldn't do something like that at all, would you, Ivan?
Of course not. I'm a civilized person. I'm
of course
educated.
You are.
I went to college.
Of course. I believe you, Ivan. Don't worry.
It's okay. You shall continue then.
Okay. So, Maya.
Yep.
Now that it's your turn.
Ooh. Holy. I have,
you know, since you are in Japan and in the center of all of the Pretty Cure merchandise.
I'm
you
surrounded.
Have, you very have core. You have your pick of stuff.
Well,
just letting you know I am glaring daggers at you.
Yeah,
but
I'm
glaring daggers of love.
I have too many stuff. Mostly Cure Moonlight stuff. Alright. I have like every single Cure Moonlight figure in, well, I don't have my SA figure, it's at home. But I finally got the Mega House Cure Moonlight. Yay! Me. But my favorite toy right now, besides the Cure Moonlight
Mega House
is the Precure Pret Foam.
So, while all of us CureCasters know what that is, explain to the guests at home what the Pret Foam is.
What the Precure Pret Foam is like a like kind of like a Tamagotchi toy, except you don't precures. You make conversations with the precures.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't want to clean up after the cures. And while I get the alliteration, that's just gross.
Wait,
yeah.
No. Clean
I'm
up
sorry.
After Meppo.
I'm sorry.
But, okay, so the Preet phone is like a conversational
yeah.
version of Tamagotchi.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Okay.
And there's like three buttons. There's like a pink button, which has like two speech bubbles. So basically, if you press the pink button, you can make a convert. You can Precure will come out and will say something. And then there's the blue button, which is like you can make a conversation by like saying hello, blah 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 blah. And then you press the pink button, and then the Precure will reply to you.
Oh, okay, so.
The yellow button is, well, is the time. It's like the clock, pretty much.
Oh, you know, I should have expected that. I thought the yellow button would be something special, like they transform. They're like, come help us fight whichever monster we're dealing with. That would be...
Yep.
So give us an example of a conversation. I know you posted stuff on Tumblr, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I have too many on my drafts. I have like...
Well, just...
Can I do Yuri's? Because I've translated the majority of Yuri's.
Yes, yes.
Yuri's conversations.
Just one, though, Maya. One.
Okay, let me
just
pick one. Let me pick one. I have so many. It's like on the second page right now.
Whoa.
Let's see. Wait.
Yeah, wait.
Choose.
Ooh, so many. There's like.
Just put your close your eyes, move your finger up and down, stop it, and then whichever one your finger lands on, you tell us that.
Ooh, there's one. From Aaron. There's a conversation. If you press the pink button, sometimes another precure will ask something to the other precure. So this one is from Aaron. Yuri's, you got a great fighting style, Yuri-san. Observing the opponent's movements carefully is how I fight. That's her reply. That was Yuri's reply to Aaron.
I also would like to let you know, Maya, that you are probably the envy of a lot of Precure fans right now. Because I really want that Preak phone. Unfortunately, I can't speak a lick of Japanese aside from my reading.
I was going to say, go on Amazon. They're selling them on there.
Are they really?
Yeah, I checked there last time and they were selling them, I think, maybe 20, 30 bucks. Let me go check now.
Why did you have to tell me that? Now I really want to buy one.
There's okay, everyone, pause the podcast. Like, we're going to Amazon.
There's like, I have the Ducky Ducky version. There's a Smile version as well, but I think it's out of print. So the latest version is the Ducky Ducky one.
That doesn't surprise me in the least. Okay. Well,
okay, I'm wrong about the price, but...
And?
It's, it says here $46.65 if you want, like not used or new. Other sellers are, like, $33. And this does look like the Doki Doki version because it looks
it
like
pink?
Mana's at the bottom. Yeah.
Is it pink? Yes, it's... Yep, that's the Doki Doki version.
Well, see, I would like to think that all of, like, a lot of Precure paraphernalia is pink, unless it's specific.
The Smile one characters. Was white.
Was
yep.
it? Oh, well. Okay, I am totally wrong. That's awesome.
Here you go.
Yeah. Awesome.
In case anyone needs the link.
Okay, well, I'll look at that link later. So, now that... Oh, I should probably, you know, answer my own question.
Probably.
Oh.
Probably, yeah.
Probably. I collect a lot of things, actually. I collect... Right now, I'm really collecting the Cure Dolls. And I think I mentioned this in the last episode, but I'm going to repeat it again because... Repetition, yay! I'm trying to collect all of the Cure Dolls. My first set I got was all of Heart Catch off of PCLJ. I have a lot of Figuarts, a lot of Band Presto. I just collect everything. Because, I mean, I also have, like, a whole cup full of keychains. Like, I have Happy, Beauty,
Moonlight?
All the... Well, actually, no. I've been looking for one.
Because
I didn't... Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I didn't start having money until after Heart Catch had aired. After Heart Catch had ended. So then everything became... a lot harder to get for Heart Catch, which is very sad.
I saw a couple.
Well, I mean, there are things on the internet, but at the same time, because it's so scarce now that the series is over, the prices have been, you know, boosted up.
You can find them in Akihabara. There's like a toy shop which has like every single freaking.
Man, it'd be so nice if
yes, yes, we know.
It would be nice if I could go to Akihabara, but no. Dare.
I have Moonlight, you jealous.
You just can't miss an opportunity to rub it.
I have something you don't have, finally.
Surprise.
But I guess if I had to choose something that was my absolute favorite, it would be, as I look at all of my figures, since Mega House Moonlight has been taken, I would honestly have to say my Chibi Arts of Moonlight.
Ah, yay, yay.
Because yeah. I don't normally take my figures out of the box. I'm one of those people.
Oh.
But
yeah, high five.
Moonlight is... Yeah!
So.
But currently, the only box figure that I have out of its box is my Chibi Arts Moonlight. And she's currently giving me this, I'm so done with you face.
I'm so done with you! Is it the Soon face?
Yes, it is the Soon face. Okay, so now that I have answered my own question, I have question number two. Is there a toy or collectible that you wish had been made, or like wish was made but there isn't one, and it can be from any Pretty Cure series, not just Doki Doki? Suki-chan, I'm picking on you now.
Finally!
Don't worry!
I'm trying to think. The only thing I can think of off the top of my head is, like, it's just more like a childish toy that, like, you know how Mailpo has, like, those letters in Go-Go? Like, make a little Mailpo that you can open up and put letters in and take them out and everything.
Oh my god, that would be amazing! Oh, little mail, like a little mail post sitting on your desk, and every now and then it would make some sort of noise.
Or you could use it like a bank or something.
Oh, that would be cute. I like that idea. Okay. Ivan, I'm going back to you.
So basically, a toy I wish it existed?
Yes, and it can be from any Pretty Cure series.
Okay, this will come as absolutely no surprise. I want Sweet Figuarts, particularly a Hibiki one. The Cure, not the Rider. Hibiki.
I want that. That's right. There aren't any Figuarts. There aren't any Figuarts for sweet. The Sweet Girls, are there?
Nope.
They are not for Sweet. Not one. Not one at all. And I hate that.
Same. I need Beat.
We all
I need
do.
Beat because I have. I need Beat because I have Aqua. Moon Passion, Moonlight, and I'm waiting for Beauty.
Oh, that's right, because there's
they're gonna do
there's the SH Figure Arts piece that's coming out soon,
and
right?
No, yeah. Happy. Piece is out.
Oh yeah, that's piece is already out? Okay. Wow, that shows how with the times I am. But oh, that's right. Okay, so Happy is coming out. When is Happy coming
Don't
out?
Don't know.
You guys remember? Okay.
I think August, I believe. I'm not sure.
Okay. So, August will hopefully be when SH Figure Arts Happy comes out. Hopefully. Okay, so for Suki-chan, we've got a Mailpo from, yes, Precure 5 Go-Go. For Ivan, we've got any of the Sweet Girls as an SH Figure Arts.
Any of them.
Any of them. Maya?
Me? It's hard. Especially when Ivan's already taken mine. Idea. Oh, there's one. Chibi Arts Passion. Chibi Arts Passion.
You don't have Chibi Arts Passion?
No,
because
apparently they only did Peach. And then they stopped
doing... Peach and Ace.
Peach and Ace.
Yeah.
Oh. And I have both of them. Oh. I mean, it would be nice to have Passion, because then I could have her for my Chibi Art Theory. I didn't just, you know, give out one of my ships.
There were, photos shown, but they never released anything other than Cure Peach. Which is really sad, because I want Passion, so I can put her next to Moonlight, because I have SH Figure Art Passion, and I have SH Figure Art Moonlight, and then I have the Chibis. Crying.
It'll be okay.
In my heart.
I'm sure you have it in your heart. It will always be there.
Sniffles.
Okay, so Wing. A toy or collectible that you wish had been made, but there isn't one.
I have three wishes.
I would like to hear all three wishes. I can't guarantee I'll be able to grant them, but I would still like to hear your wishes anyway.
Two of them are PVC figures of Beat and Beauty, respectively. I'm not sure if they actually are. I know, I don't think so. But yeah, PVC statues of Beat and Beauty, respectively. And yes, who's that?
That would be Maya. She's doing the fangirl breathing.
Okay, I shall continue with the last wish. You guys are all familiar with Digimon Frontier.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They are detectors, the Digivices.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was produced by Bandai.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was hoping for something like that with you can walk with them, play battles with them, and something like that, yeah.
Oh, okay. That would actually be really awesome.
A preacher fighting game.
Well, it kind of be on the same point as, like, you know what? I just lost my train of thought. But that would be really awesome to have a little device where you could battle with other people. Like, kind of like building up your own cure fighting group. And then seeing how well they fight against other people who are also, you know, building up their characters to, like, with different stats and whatnot. Is that what you're trying to get at here?
Well, yeah, something like that.
Oh, that would be really awesome. I would so go broke for it.
Seconded.
Okay. All right, so for me, a toy that I would like.
And you don't own already.
That I don't own because it doesn't exist. I would actually like, spoilers, a cologne plush.
Oh, yes.
Is Maya gonna fangirl?
A cologne plush. Because you mean, you've got Kope. You've got Potpourri. You've got Kofre and Shifre. But you don't have cologne. And I actually do want to cosplay Yuri at one point, and it would be absolutely lovely to have a plush of cologne.
Well, if it makes you feel better, Yuri doesn't have a cologne either.
Well,
don't cry. Cry. Louder.
Yes.
Oh, I set myself up for that one, but my god.
Yeah,
Ivan, it was too easy.
How rude.
I'm just being honest.
Okay, and my final question for Open My Heart. Out of all the toys and figures that do exist, what do you want? I'm going to answer it first because I haven't actually made myself go first at all. So, really, the toy, or, you know, the collectible that I would like is the flower tacked from Heartcatch. No surprise there, but I really do want that one because we actually have the fresh sticks here at the house. And I like the weapons for all the free gear because they're just really handy to have
for
cosplay, and just because they're fun to mess around with, because the toys actually have, like, added, you know, things for little children to play with, and I'm really easily distracted, so that's awesome for me.
Moon tact.
Well, moon tact doesn't exist Except for one. So we don't count. We don't count it because it belongs to its proper owner.
And that's Kira Moon Knight's voice actress.
Yeah.
She's so lucky. Well, she's Moon Knight anyway.
So, Ivan.
Yeah.
What collectible that exists at this very second do you wish you could have?
I would really like to say all of them, but that's not possible because I'm money. But in my short list of 100 figures, I want the Ace HP Guard's Shiny Luminous. Yeah.
That,
yeah. She's...
There, oh, you know, I actually didn't realize that there was a Shiny Luminous SH figure guard.
Yeah, she's a web exclusive, so it's not easy to get. But there is one.
Those web exclusives are just so hard to find. Did you know that I think the Cure Sunshine Chibi Art is web exclusive?
I think all of the... No, I don't think she's an exclusive. I think she's regular.
I don't know, because I haven't seen her online at all. And I've seen Blossom, I've seen Moonlight, I've seen Marine, but Sunshine is pretty much nowhere to be seen unless she's like over $150.
Yeah.
So that says something.
Yeah, actually, I've heard that the reason why you can't find Sunshine anywhere is because from all of the Herdcatch line from Figuarts, she has the best sculpt. So a lot of people want her. And that is why you can't find her. I'm not sure, that's what I heard.
Huh, okay. So you want SH Figuarts Shiny Luminous?
Yeah. Ooh, and Super Silhouette Moonlight. I want
Why?
Look, Maya, just because you have her doesn't mean...
I don't have her!
I thought you had Super Silhouette.
Nope. Oh. I'm still waiting.
Well.
I found...
It's okay.
Oh,
it's okay. Ivan doesn't have it either.
You monster.
Okay.
Look who's talking.
Okay. So, Maya, I saved you for last because you have so many to choose from. I gave you time. What item or like what collectible would you like that exists in this time frame?
Ooh, a tough one because Ivan already stole it.
Okay, well then I can come back to you later while you think. No, seriously, do you want me to come back to you?
Yeah. Move on to the next person.
Okay, Suki.
I'm sorry, it has to be Coco's stuffed animal because I really like the stuffed animals of the mascots, not the Cures, and plus it makes me feel like I'm actually a Cure like Nozomi if I have stuffed animals Coco or something.
I actually have a plush keychain of Coco sitting on my wall right now.
Keychains don't help much, though.
I know, but it's still a plush keychain.
True.
I mean, I realize it's not like the life's, you know, full-size plush that Coco would be, but it's the thought that counts?
Okay.
Oh, well, so you want a Coco plush.
Yeah. Either a pop plush. They're like my two favorite mascots. So,
would the pop plush be able to transform into anything?
No.
I don't know if I'm just too old for this. Have you guys heard about the poppable plushes that they used to have 50 bajillion years ago?
I'm not alive. 50 bajillion
years ago. Like the ones that you can reverse them.
I do not
reverse
remember.
Them and they become different items.
Yeah.
Have any of you other guys heard about it?
No.
Okay, I think it might just be an American thing then. But you're too old. Yeah, I am. But anyway, it's pretty much these stuffed animals that they look normal, but then you can flip them over and they turn into like different shapes. Like I have one back in the day that turned into a plush football. I think if a pop, you know, plush appeared, it should do something like that.
Yeah, because I remember for the plush, like the ones that you're talking about, I remember either me or a friend had this, like a keychain of a stuffed Pokeball and open it up and it turns into like a Pikachu or another Pokemon.
I know which keychains you're talking about.
You have it.
I never. You do?
I think I used to, or a friend had it, so. Not anymore, though, so.
But I don't think a pop plush exists. I meant, you know, an item that exists in this.
Actually, there is a pop plush that exists, it just doesn't transform like that.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Okay, so pop plush for you, Maya.
Yes?
Have you had enough time to think?
Yes, I had my time to think.
Okay.
The one plush I want a moonlight plush. Other than Super Silhouette Moonlight, I want a moonlight plush. So I can.
Oh, you mean like the moonlight plush I have sitting on my bookcase right now? Oh, I didn't know you wanted that.
I just want moonlight sleeping on my bed. On my bed.
Oh, the band is on the other.
I can't tell if that was laughing or crying.
Cobra plush, attack Maya.
I want a moonlight plush. Hmm? If there's anything I want so bad other than Super Silhouette, it would be that. So I want to hug it. Then. Because I want to hug it forever. I have Blossom and Marine, but I don't have Moonlight or Sunshine. But Moonlight. Why? Just why?
I'm sure someday you'll get a moonlight plush.
Just
someday. I believe in you, Maya.
Don't give up.
What noises are you making? Oh.
Why?
Because being a magical girl is suffering.
Being Yuri is suffering.
Well, thank you all for answering my questions so honestly, along with all of this. With what?
What?
Nothing.
What? So,
I think Wayne got the gun too, but.
Oh my god!
It's okay, don't mind me. Huh? I'm just gonna.
No! Wing, I'm so sorry!
It's okay, I'm a fairy.
No! Fairies have wishes and, you know, dreams too.
And they can talk in the Parade Care series.
They can!
I can refresh my three wishes.
Yes. Okay, so, Wing, since I'm being a terrible host, you get the last word. What toy or figure would you like that exists in this world?
So many figures to choose. Well, for starters, I'm lacking Sunshine and Marine for my Mega House Hard Catch collection.
I know you said you had Mega House. Do you have our Mega House Moonlight? But do you have Mega House Blossom? Oh. So you want the whole entire set for Mega?
Yes, that.
I know that feeling very well. Cause my roommate has Blossom, and I have Mega House, and I have Moonlight, and we're trying to find Sunshine and Marine to complete.
I'm seeing that everywhere on eBay. It's giving me $200 and above as the starting price. I just went.
Just the two of them, or for
each of them?
All
each of them.
Of them. Oh, God.
Well, that aside, from other than the Mega House Hard Catch collection, there's the limited Dark Pretty Girl figure.
Oh yeah, that's right. There was also a Dark Pretty Girl figure, wasn't there?
I totally missed it. When I got into Pretty Cure like 2 years ago, I guess.
It would be so nice to have all the Mega House figures, including Dark Pretty Cure. If you manage to do that, please let us know.
Will do.
Cause then I will probably bow to your awesomeness in having all of the Mega Houses, because those are some really good figures.
And finally,
and finally,
the Max Heart team.
Ooh, I don't have the Max Heart team. I know I have a Cure White PVC doll, and I'm trying to remember.
Wait, you have a PVC doll?
Mm-hmm. Of Cure White in her fur, like from the Tower of Pretty Cure.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember because I got it at a con like many, many years ago, and I was actually with Selfish, the other mod from PCLJ, and she got Cure Black. So we kind of actually have the matching team far, far away from each other, but we still have matching figures.
Yeah, didn't you guys cosplay together as, like, black and white at a convention?
Yes, actually we did. We cosplayed as black and white at Project Akon. And I'm trying to remember which year. What was it? I think it was either Akon 14 or 15. And it was a long time ago, but we managed to do it. And that was when we got the PVC figures of black and white.
Well, there's my three wishes.
All right. Well, that's really all the questions that I have for toys. If anybody from the internet land has any more questions that they would like us to answer, we do have a Tumblr that has our ask and suggestion box open. Plus, you can also email us at thecurecast@gmail.com. But aside from that, that's pretty much the end of our episode. I know it's really sad, but we would like to thank everybody, you know, who's been listening to us this far. I personally want to thank all four of you for putting up with my fail today and, you know, for being here and making this a very happy experience, because I, you know, being a magical girl is making everybody happy. Would you guys like to say anything before we, you know, cast off for the day? Any goodbyes or any, you know, shout outs?
I'm sorry, my Tumblr followers.
Okay. Don't be sorry, it's Tumblr.
But they'll probably unfollow me.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, it's better than one of your friends saying that you're in the CureCast, like the first episode that you were in.
Oh.
You know who you are.
Okay, well, I want to give a shout out to all of my Cure friends. I love you guys. You guys keep me completely sane when I'm not with my CureCast people. And I think that's it for the day. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye. This is the recording for the crack ending of the Hard Catch CureCast.
Urikiwatari, Iku desu!
Daichi ni saku, Ichirin no hana, Kyo Blossom!
Umikaze ni yaru, Ichirin no hana, Kyo Marine!
Hin no hikari abiru, Ichirin no hana, Kyo Sunshine!
Gekkou ni saeru ichirin no hana, Kyo Moonlight!
Hard to catch!
Kyo Cast!